listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I have a very brief verse from the prophet Hosea. It's only 8 words, but it's filled with a powerful truth about how God left Ephraim alone. Here's the verse, Hosea chapter 4, verse 17, where we read, "Ephraim is joined to idols, let him alone." After the people of God split into 2 nations, Judah to the south and Israel to the north, the largest and most influential tribe in the northern kingdom of Israel was Ephraim. So it isn't unusual to find the prophets addressing the nation of Israel as Ephraim. In Hosea chapter 4, verse 17, we have a vivid and tragic example where it says, "Ephraim is joined to idols, let him alone." When the people of God went after idols, it wasn't because they got a thrill out of bowing down to a statue. It was because they wanted the things that those idols represented. Baal was the weather god, and in an agricultural community, farmers felt that they needed to appease the weather god. Ashtoreth was the goddess of sex and fertility. People worshipped her for the sake of the illicit pleasure, or they wanted to appease her for fertility in their family, in their flocks, or in their fields. Now, when the people of God went after idols like Baal or Ashtoreth, there were rarely having a conscious rejection of the Lord. You see, they believed that they were adding the worship of this local deity to their worship of Yahweh. In their minds, they said something like this, "We still love the Lord, it's just that we also want to honor these other gods." But the Lord God of Israel would have none of it. When he saw that Ephraim was joined to idols, he pronounced his judgment. It's 3 words there in Hosea 4:17, "Let him alone." Now, at first glance, that seems like a pretty mild judgment. Let him alone. Most criminals would be pretty happy if the police and the courts would just leave them alone. Any debtor would be thrilled if their creditors left them alone. But when God leaves us alone, it is judgment. In the case of ancient Israel, it was a judgment because God knew what was coming. When the mighty Assyrian army came against them, they could fight for themselves, but God would let him alone. In a crisis like that, suddenly we don't want God to leave us alone. But sometimes God says this, "You didn't want me, so I will respect your wishes. You're on your own." We need God with us because we need his protection against our spiritual enemies. Satan wanted to sift Peter like wheat, but Jesus did not leave Peter alone to face the attack. Jesus prayed for Peter, and he emerged victorious. You'll find that in Luke chapter 22. You see, Peter didn't want to be left alone, and Jesus didn't leave him alone. We need God with us because we need his protection against ourselves. Left alone with our own sinful hearts, we will surely drift away from the Lord. All God has to do to make certain that a man goes to hell is simply to leave him alone. Our prayer should always be, "Lord, don't leave me alone. Keep working on me." But the Lord never really completely leaves us. It's just that sometimes he will respect our rebellious desire to be left alone. And at the end of it all, if you don't want God to leave you alone, then you don't leave him alone. Today, be like the widow who wouldn't quit that Jesus described in Luke chapter 18. And then you will never have to worry about being left alone.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.